And we're going to get more now on one of our main stories this lunchtime, the appearance of a man in court in connection with a fatal road collision in which a husband and wife were killed. Anthony Hogg and his wife Georgina Hogg Moore were struck by a vehicle in Dublin's Blanchardstown on St Stephen's Day. This morning, John Halpin of Whitestown Avenue, Blanchardstown, appeared before Dublin District Court. Our reporter Conor Hunt was there and he joins us now. Conor, will you bring us through what happened in court this morning?
Well, it was just after 10:30 this morning when John Halpin, dressed in a black hoodie and black bottoms, was brought before the courts. He's 45 years old with an address in Whitestown Avenue in Blanchardstown. The court heard that he's facing four charges, two counts of dangerous driving causing death and two counts of hit and run, including failing to offer assistance. Now, it was 39-year-old Georgina Hogg Moore and her 40-year-old husband, Anthony Hogg. They were struck by a vehicle near Blanchardstown Shopping Centre last Thursday evening. Ms. Hogg Moore was pronounced dead at the scene and her husband was seriously injured and later died at Connolly Hospital. It's understood the couple had two children. Today in court, Garda Alan Murphy gave evidence of arresting John Halpin at Blanchardstown Garda Station just after 10 o'clock on St. Stephen's night. He told the court that John Halpin made no reply when the charges were put to him. Solicitor Damien Coffey told the court that no application for bail would be made at this time. And he also told Judge Michelle Finan that his client would not be requiring medical attention. Judge Michelle Finan granted legal aid and remanded John Halpin in custody to appear at Clover Hill District Court this Friday, the 3rd of January. And away from the courts today, Rachel, in the last hour, the guards released a short statement saying they're continuing to investigate the incident. And they said that a woman who was arrested has now been released without charge and that a file will be prepared for the DPP. And the guards appealing once again to anyone who witnessed the collision to contact them.
Conor Hunt at Dublin District Court, thank you very much for joining us on the line.